We begin the current daf Masech Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Vav. We begin 14 lines down from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Along the similar lines as the previous Mishnah, which spoke about the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, our Mishnah continues and asks, Ma bin Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Deiros? What's the difference between the Pesach, the first one ever that was in Egypt, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, and the Pesach that comes in the future generations? On that, the Mishnah tells us, Pesach Mitzrayim, the first difference was Mikachay Mibo'aser. It had to have been taken from the 10th of Nisan. That is, although it was only brought on the 14th, but eaten on the evening of the 15th, it was taken, and that is, the person would say, this one I'm taking, I'm designating this one to be my Karban Pesach, as it says in the Pasuk in Shemayis Perkid Beis, that Ba'aser L'chaydish Hazev, that on the 10th of this, that everyone should take for them a sheep, and that one is going to be brought for 4 days later as a Karban Pesach. And the second difference between them was that by Pesach Mitzrayim, they had to take a bundle of this herb that was called Ezav, that they had to go ahead and spray that, and that was to take out the Vav, Al Hamashkif, on the lintel, and the two doorposts, and that is on all three sides, on the top and the two sides. As we learned in the top of the summit from the previous Gemara, that there were three, so to speak, Mizbeches, the two side doorposts and the top, that was the second difference. And v'nechal b'chipasin, it was eaten with alacrity, it was eaten very quickly, but laila echad, on one night. However, Pesach there is no kosher. However, Pesach in the future generations applies to all 7 days, which the Gemara is going to explain. We don't eat the Karban Pesach for all 7 days, even the future generations. So why do we say that Pesach Mitzrayim was one night, and Pesach there is for 7 days? But now the Gemara asks regarding the first halacha, that we said the first difference was Mikacha Miba'asr. Taking on the 10th of Nisan was only by the Pesach Mitzrayim, but it doesn't apply to the future generations. So the Gemara says, Menolan, from where do we know that? So the Gemara says, listen, like, says a pasuk in Shemais, Dabrel Kaladasi Yisraelim, speak to the entire assembly of the Jewish people as follows. Ba'asr l'chodesh hazeh, on the 10th of the month, on this one, V'ikru, and let them take. So the reference is Zeh Mekhoi Meba'asam. Only this one, the Pesach Mitzrayim, this one you have to take from the 10th of Nisan. Ve'im Pesach Darius Mekhoi Meba'asam. However, the Pesach of future generations do not have to be taken and designated from 4 days from before. And that the Gemara asks, Elamiata, but another Gemara asks many, many questions based on this drasha that we said. The difference is that by Pesach Mitzrayim it says Zeh, L'chidish HaZeh, for this one, but not for all other ones. So the Gemara is going to ask on all these different types of terminologies that we find by Pesach Mitzrayim, that it sounds like, the word sounds like this one, which based on this drasha that it excludes Pesach Deris, so we're going to ask on all these following halachas that we should exclude Pesach Deris from these halachas. First one being is, it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, V'hoyu lechem l'mishmeres, that it should be for you for a safeguarding, which as Rashi explains, it's a reference to Bikur, which is checking out the animal, that there shouldn't be any mum, any blemish in it. The Pasuk says, Adar bo'asar yem l'chedesh hazeh. It should be for you, you should check out the animal up until, it should be safeguarded up until the 14th of this month, which is from the 10th when you take it, up until the 14th, that means you have to check it out 4 days before. And now it says within the Pasuk hazeh, Sahachinami, here also we should say, and exclude Pesach Deris and all other Kabbanis, that Zeh toin bikur dalad yom k'id m'shchit. Only this one, Pesach Mitzrayim, needed to have the animal checked out 4 days before. And it sounds like, but the other animals, the other Pesach of future generations, do not have to be checked out 4 days before. However, he says, how do you know that the Karban Tamid that's brought every single day has to have been checked from 4 days before from a blemish? Shnemek says a pasuk relating to Karban Tamid says, Tishmru, it should be safeguarded, lahakiv liba meyadoi, that it should be sacrificed in its designated time, which is every day. And it says regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, V'hoyu lechem l'mishmeres, it should be for you safeguarded Adar Ba'aser up until the 14th, which is from 4 days before. And therefore we learn that it says Tishmer Mishmeres, Ma lahalanton biker dal yom k'id m'shchita, just like over there where it says Mishmeres, a safeguarding. You have to check out the animal 4 days before that doesn't have a blemish. Avkan ton biker dal yom k'id m'shchita, here also regarding the Karban Tamid, we find that when it says you have to safeguard it, that you also have to check it out that it doesn't have a blemish from 4 days before. And therefore, as Rashi explains, if for future generations by the Karban Tamid it needs to be checked out, then most definitely, which the source of this halacha is by the Pesach of Mitzrayim, that for sure for the generations of Pesach itself has to be checked out 4 days before. And the difficulty is, if we say the drasha that we said, to explain our Mishnah. Why do we only have to purchase it 4 days before regarding Pesach Mitzrayim? Because it says Hazeh to exclude the future. But it also says the term Zeh regarding Bikur, checking out the animal. And that, however, we do know that applies even to Pesach of future generations. So that the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, regarding the halach of Bikur, of checking out the animal, there it's different, and that will apply to both Tumet and Pesach Deris. Because the Chesiv, as it says in the Pasuk regarding the carbon Tumet, as we said, Tishmeru, that it should be safeguarded, which we had learned the Gzeres Shava from Pesach Mitzrayim. Or Pesach Deris Nami, and similarly, we would say the halacha applies to Pesach of future generations, because HaKesiv, it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, which the Gemara is going to utilize this Pasuk a lot, to say that whatever halachas apply to Pesach Mitzrayim, it applies to Pesach of the Daris, except, of course, as our Mishnah is saying, regarding the halach of Mikra Mibayasar, taking on the 10th, where there we say that only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim and not Pesach Daris. As the Pasuk says, Vavadat, that when you're in the commentary to Israel, Vavadat Avoid HaZayis, that you should do this service, B'chaydish HaZeh, on this month, which is the month of Nisan, which is, Shiyukal Avoidis Chaydish Zeh, because that all the Avoidis in the Beis HaMikdash of this month should be like this one, which essentially what it's saying is that the Pesachim, the carbon Pesach of all the future generations, are compared to this one of the first one. However, regarding purchasing the animal from the 10th, that is what we had explained to Gemara before, that is excluded from the term of Hazeh. However, this Hazeh, regarding Bikur, where it also says Hazeh, and that, as the Gemara is going to explain, that's used for something else. As the Gemara asks, Elahu Hazeh. However, this that it says Hazeh by checking out the animal, what do I need it for? If it's not coming to exclude, as we had asked, that it should come to exclude the future generations, just like we excluded regarding the purchase, that we're saying that no, it's not true, and not excluding Pesach Deris. You also have to check it out from a mum, from a blemish 4 days before. So what's the purpose of saying Hazeh, this one? And that, the Gemara says, L'mute Pesach Sheni. That's to exclude the Pesach that comes the second time around on the 14th of Iyar, that you do not have to check it out 4 days before, the Kava say. Because essentially it is just like Pesach Mitzrayim, which they're both were just 1 day's Pesach, whereas our Pesach is 7 days. Pesach Mitzrayim is 1 day, and Pesach Sheni is also 1 day. And therefore, just like there, we would think to say that it has to be checked out 4 days before, so to Pesach Sheni. And that is what Hazeh comes to tell you, that only Pesach Mitzrayim, and so to Pesach Deris, has to be checked out 4 days before. But Pesach Sheni, that is also 1 day, does not have to be checked out 4 days before. Now, Rashi addressed a question, that although we said Hazeh, but regarding purchasing the animal on the 10th, which only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, so obviously, you're going to have to say, Rashi's answering, that you're going to have to say that that comes to exclude Pesach Deiris and not Pesach Sheni. Because he says, just like the Gemara answers over here, it's a reference to exclude Pesach Sheni. Why don't we say the same thing about purchasing on the 10th? Maybe that's also not excluding Pesach Deiris. It's only excluding Pesach Sheni. And then Rashi says no, because once we're excluding Pesach Sheni from Hazeh, regarding Bikur, about checking out the animal 4 days before, then most definitely it's also going to be including in that exclusion the halacha of purchasing it on the 10th, because both of them are understandable from the pasuk of Mishmeres. Mishmeres means both checking it out and purchasing it, and therefore must be that the other hazeh of purchasing has to be excluding not Pesach Sheni, because that's already excluded from the pasuk of Bikur, and that which also would exclude it from the 10th of purchasing it, rather must be excluding Pesach Deris from purchasing on the 10th. However, regarding checking it out 4 days before, that it was not excluded. As we said, that is included, just like the carbon tumet has to be. And how do you have that? How do you have that you're not purchasing on the 10th, but you have to have it separated 4 days before if on the 10th you didn't purchase it yet? And that Rashi explains, if you didn't purchase it yet on the 10th yet, which you don't have to, not like Pesach Mitzrayim, then what you do is you check out two or three different lambs already on the 10th, and then during the time of Shechita, when you're going to pick one of them, then you will already have been checked from 4 days before. And therefore, again, it's not difficult how to understand the Hazeh. We have Hazeh excluding Pesach Sheni from one Pasuk, which includes both the halacha of purchasing and of checking. So therefore, it must be that the other Hazeh must be excluding the halacha of Pesach Deiris. And again, that's the only exclusion of purchasing, but for checking out, that we're not excluding Pesach Deiris, that's only excluding Pesach Sheni. Now the Gemara continues asking these similar type of questions, that it says a term of definitive like this, and therefore that should exclude Pesach Sheni, that it says a definitive term like this, which is to exclude Pesach Deris, just like we say regarding the halacha of Mikra Mibe Asar, of perishing on the 10th, where it says this, and they exclude Pesach Deris. So the Gemara asks, Elmiata the Siv, but now that it says Nepasik, Va'ochle Sabasar Balayl Hazeh, it says regarding the halachas of Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, that says that you're going to eat the meat of this carbon on this night. So hachinam, you're going to say the same type of drasha, the zenechel balayla, that the carbon pesach in Mitzrayim was eaten on this night, ve'ein achar nechel balayla, however, all the other carbon pesachs are not eaten on this night. That's not true. On that, the Gemara says, Amakra, again, as we had said before, that you're going to do the Avodah, and it says that all the Avodahs of this month are the same for the future Pesachim, just like it was on Pesach Mitzrayim. So that's, of course, not excluding the eating of the Karm Pesach that night. That's the same for all future generations. But then, as the Gemara is going to ask on all these types, if we're not using it to exclude Pesach Dairis, El Hazel Lamali, so then what do I need to say this? This sounds like, but it's excluding something else. And that the Gemara says, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, that both their opinions are mentioned in Masechtas Brachas, where they say, it says over here, Balayla Hazeh, and then it also says, Vavat b'Eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. So one opinion says, just like Hashem went to do Makas Becharis by Chatzais, so to the mitzvah of eating Karm Pesach is only up until Chatzais. The other one says, you learn from there to say that, just like here was Balayla Hazeh, that just this one night, so too, regarding the halacha of eating the Karm Pesach is only just this one night, and it's not like an inverted Karban Shlomim that would be for two nights and one day. However, but that's what Hazeh is coming to teach you a different halacha, but again, not to exclude Pesach Deris. But again, the Gemara continues asking, however, now that it says in the Pasuk regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, again, bay means in it, that no uncircumcised individual should eat from the Karm Pesach. Would you make the same drasha again? That, oh, that an Arul is not allowed to eat from this Karban Pesach, which is in Egypt. But he could eat in future generations? That's not true. But the Gemara says again, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vavadita. As we said in the Pasuk, that you're going to do all the Avodis in this month as the original one in Pesach Mitzrayim, so it has the same halacha of Aral that is forbidden by Pesach Darius. Then again, the Gemara asks, Elaboy Lamali, so then what do I need it? Sounds like exclusionary that it's excluding something. And that the Gemara says, yes, it's necessary to say, Boy Einenachal, that the Aral, the uncircumcised person, cannot eat from the Pesach. But he could eat from the matzah and the mar that is eaten by the Seder night. He's not excluded from that. Then the Gemara continues to ask the same questions. Elamiyata, but now that it says, and the letter Vav is taken out because the Pasuk doesn't have that, is Kol Ben Necher, that any person that's foreign to the Jewish religion, Lo Yoichel Boy, he's not all eat from the Karban Pesach. So Chanami here also going to say the same thing. Deboy, when it says in it, it can Eina Oichel, you can't eat from the Pesach of Mitzrayim. Aval Oichelu Pesach Ladaris. However, the Ben Necher, the one that's foreign to a Jewish religion, could eat the future Karban Pesachs. Again, the Gemara says, Amakra Vavadita. Now it says that all the Karban Pesachs, the future generations, will have the same halacha as Pesach Mitzrayim. Again, excluding a Ben Necher. But then again, Elaboy Lomali. So then why does it say there in the Pasuk, in it, as if it's excluding something? So now the Gemara says, Boy Hamoris Das Paiselis. Regarding the halachas of eating the Karban Pesach, for that if a person rebels against the Jewish religion, then he's going to be invalid. However, Ve'ina Moris Das Paiselis B'Truma, however, rebelling against the Jewish religion does not invalidate a person, for example, if he's a Kohen, from eating Truma. And that's why it says, Boy, only for the Karban Pesach, but not to exclude the Pesach of Deiris, but to exclude the halachas of Truma. But then the Gemara asks, parenthetically, once it mentioned both these halachas of Oral and Ben Necher, why did it have to say both? They both sound like people that are not full-fledged Jewish people, one because he's not circumcised, the other one because he's not keeping the Jewish religion. And then the Gemara says, V'itzrech l'michtav Oral, we had to mention the exclusion of a person that's uncircumcised, and that is, it's not a person that's rebelling, because then it would be essentially the same thing as Ben Nechem. Rather, it's because his brothers had died because of circumcision. And due to Chazaka, we say that he's also going to die, and therefore he doesn't do the circumcision. And Ve'itzuch L'michtu Ben Nechem. We also have to tell you the exclusion of someone that's, when it means a foreigner, means that his actions have become foreign to his father in heaven. We have to say both. And that is the Ikas Rechmana Oral, had we said that the uncircumcised person is excluded Mishim Demois. That's considered repugnant, that's considered something disgusting in regards to the halachas of Karban Pesach. Of a Ben Necher Lemas, but someone that doesn't keep the mitzvahs, he's not considered disgusting. A Malay, I would say that he's not excluded. Tzricha, that's why we have to say both. And V'yeshmin, the Ben Necher, had we only said someone that doesn't keep the Torah and he rebels, Mishim De'in Libel L'Shamayim, because his heart is not in heaven, he doesn't care about the Torah mitzvahs. But someone that's uncircumcised, his heart is to heaven, he wants to do all the mitzvahs, he just can't because he would die. Amalai would say he's not excluded. Tzricha, that's what we have to say, both Ben Necher and Arul, that they're excluded from eating the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara resumes discussing the types of questions about things that by Pesach Mitzrayim sounds like it's exclusionary and should exclude Pesach of the future generations. Elamiata, now that it says in the Pasuk over there, Taishiv v'sachar lo yoichel boy, a sojourner, and someone that's a hired worker, should not eat from the carbon Pesach. So hachinami debayhu eina oichel, it sounds like that only from Pesach Mitzrayim he doesn't eat. Aval oichel hu b'Pesach does, but he does eat in the carbon Pesach of future generations, even though he's not a full-fledged Jew. And that the Gemara says, Amakar, the Pasuk says, Vavadito. That again, that same Pasuk that says that no, Pesach Mitzrayim is the same as Pesach Darius. But then, Elaboy Lamalis, and then why does it say in him? And that the Gemara answers, Boy, regarding the carbon Pesach is Hamoras Das Baiselis. That's where rebelling against the Jewish religion invalidates. Vein Hamoras Das Baiselis Betruma. However, it's telling you that that the same halacha does not apply if someone rebels against the religion regarding the halachas of Truma. Now, Rashi says for multiple reasons, we're not gairis this section of the Gemara, because where do we find that rebelling against religion have to do with Teisha B'Sachar? And Rashi also tells us that they're considered Yisraelim, so therefore Rashi is not gairis this part of the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues to ask, Elamiyata, again, but now based on what you had said before, that how do we know that purchasing on the 10th only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, not to Pesach of the future generations, because it says Hazeh, to say only this one, and not from future generations. Then when it says in the Pasuk of Pesach Mitzrayim, Umalta Isai, that you should circumcise him, Oz Yoichel Boy, then he could eat. So Hachinami Deboy in the Oichel, so that would sound like, regarding Pesach Mitzrayim, he can't eat if he's uncircumcised. Aval Oichel BePesach Dores, but he could eat from the Pesach of future generations if he's not circumcised. So again, the Makrova Vadaton. Again, the Pasuk says that you should serve this month, like all those that are brought in this month, Pesach Mitzrayim, same halacha applies to Pesach Dores, that if person's slaves and all the other people in his household, if they're not circumcised, he cannot eat. So Elaboy Lamali, so what does it say in this one, sounding only by Pesach Mitzrayim? And that the halacha is telling you, Boy Milas Zachar Vavod of Ma'akevis. Regarding Karban Pesach, which again includes all Karban Pesachs, as we learn from Avadta, and that is where the circumcision of his males and his servants holds him back from participating and partaking of the Karban. However, if he has males in his household or slaves that are not circumcised, that does not prevent him from partaking from a different kachem, specifically the halachas of Truma. But again, the Gemara continues to ask, Elamiyata, but now again that you had learned this hazeh as exclusionary, Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'etzim lo yishbu bo, regarding the halachas when it was mentioned in Pesach Mitzrayim, it says that a bone should not be broken from the Karban Pesach. Again, hachinami deboyin eshever, is that to say that only from the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, that there they couldn't break the bones, of eshever b'Pesach teres, but they could break the bones of the future generations, and that's not the halacha. Again, the Gemara says, Amakra, and on that the Pasuk is Vavadita, that it says to include all the Pesachs the same. So Elaboy Lomalis, and then why does it say this one in it? So the halacha is telling you, because Boy B'Kosher V'Loy B'Pasul, it's telling you, in this one, which is the Karban Pesach that you're going to eat, and a kosher one, however, the Isser of breaking the bone does not apply to a Karban Pesach that was invalidated. So again, the Gemara continues asking, El Mi'ata Dechseh, but now that it says in the Pasuk over there in Pesach Mitzrayim, Al Toichlu Memenu No, don't eat from it partially roasted, that is, it has to be completely roasted. So what, Mimenu Iyat Toichl? Only from the carbon in Egypt that first year, that's where the halach is, you can't eat it partially roasted, Aval Ato Oichl No B'Pesach Dores, but you could eat it partially roasted in the future generations? And again, the Gemara says, no, Amakrova Vata. No, the Torah says you compare all the Pesachs to the Pesach Mitzrayim. So El Mimenu Lamali, so what do you need from it, as if, and excluding something else? And then the Gemara says, it's not excluding something else, rather, L'kederabu Amar B'Yitzchak. The term Mimenu is used as Gzeirah Shavah, as it's brought in Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, that it says Mimenu by Pesach, it says Mimenu by Meiser, to tell you, just like by Karban Pesach, an Arul is forbidden, an uncircumcised person is forbidden to partake from the Karban Pesach, so too, an Arul is forbidden to partake of Meiser, that's learned out from the word Mimenu that it says over there, that's why it's necessary to teach you that Gzeirah Shavah, but not to exclude Pesach of future generations. Now the Gemara continues with the next statement from our Mishnah that said, "V'nechol b'chipazin," that there's a difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and future generations, that Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten with chipazin very quickly. On that the Gemara asks, "Minolan, where do we know this, that was a halacha, that they had to eat it very quickly, only applying to that first Pesach in Egypt, but not to future generations?" And the Gemara says, "Damakras," it says in the Pasuk over there, "V'achaltam oisei b'chipazin," you should eat it b'chipazin, which means very quickly. That is Isai Necha Bechapazin. It says it. It should be eaten quickly. Vein Acher Necha Bechapazin. There's no other Pesach of future generations that has to be eaten quickly as it was on the first Pesach that they ever had in Egypt during the time of the Gula from Mitzrayim. Then the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, U'Pesach Doris Noir Kol Shiva. Now there's a difference between Pesach of Mitzrayim and Pesach of future generations. The Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim was only for one night. Pesach of future generations was for 7 days. Now the Gemara asks, Amai Koi, what exactly is that going on when it says Pesach of future generations is for 7 days? Ilema Pesach, if you say as it sounds like that's going back on the Karban Pesach, Pesach kol shiva mi'ikah, is there such a thing? Do we bring the Karban Pesach for 7 days? It's not for 7 days. You can't have the Karban Pesach for more than a day. And that the Gemara says, Ela chametz. Rather, it's going on the prohibition of chametz, and that applies to all 7 days in regards to the Pesach of future generations. Well, that the Gemara asks, Mechalal, so that could be inferred, that the contrast was saying that the Pesach Mitzrayim was Laila Echad Vesulay, that it was only for that first night, as it says, Pesach Mitzrayim was Laila Echad, and Pesach of the Fdairis was for 7 days. So is that really true, that the Pesach of Mitzrayim, the Isra of chametz, was just for that one night, Vesulay? But Vatanya, we learned the Braisa. Where do we know that regarding the Pesach that they had in Egypt, that the Isra of Chametz was only for 1 day? Now, yes, it means it was only 1 day, not 7 days, but 1 day means the entire day, not just the night. Tamalayman, that he says, that's what the Pesach teaches you, lo yochel chametz, that you shouldn't eat chametz. For some achlein, it says near there, hayyim atam yoytim, that today you're going out, that was telling you that the Isra of Chametz was hayyim was for 1 day. Now, yes, it's not for 7 days, but the contradiction is, in our Mishnah, if you're saying it's going in reference to the contrast of the halachas of chametz, that Pesach there is 7 days and Mitzrayim was Laila Echad, but it's not Laila Echad, it's Yoim Echad, not just a night, but the entire day. So therefore the Gemara says, Elohachikam, rather, this is what we were saying in the Mishnah, that it was eaten b'chipazin in Mitzrayim, Laila Echad for 1 night. Now, v'hu adin l'Pesach there is, that halacha applies to the Pesach of future generations, that the Karban Pesach there is also eaten for 1 night. However, v'chimutzai, that's what the Mishnah then transitions into. Regarding the chametz of the Pesach of Mitzrayim, that was kol hayyam, that was the entire 1 day. Or Pesach Dairis, ne kol shev. However, the Pesach of future generations, that was for the entirety of all 7 days, and therefore there are two halachas being mentioned. One of the halacha of when it was the carbon was eaten, that's the same. But regarding chametz, that's the difference regarding 7 days or 1 day, not 1 night. The 1 night was going on the carbon Pesach. Now the Mishnah continues with the halachas of tumura relating to the carbon Pesach. And that is this halacha of tumur, which is a person's forbidden to go ahead and try to change and transfer the sanctity of one carbon onto another animal. And if he does and he violates that iser, then both of them acquire the sanctity of the animal that he had designated. So there is a specific halacha how that plays out regarding the carbon of Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Amar Bishua, Shemati, I heard from my rebbe and from my teachers, Shetemuras Pesach Kareva, that the animal that's being transferred from the sanctity of the Karban Pesach, that animal, which now we're going to be calling Temura, it's the one that's being switched onto, that was first Chulin, and you're trying to transfer the Karban Pesach onto it, it is brought as a Karban Shlomim after Pesach, like all animals that are leftovers from the Karban Pesach are then subsequently brought as a Karban Shlomim. And then I learned from my Rebbeim also that with Temura's Pesach ain't the Kareva. I was also taught that there is a different Temura that's being transferred from the Karban Pesach, that's it itself is not brought as a Karban Shlomim. Rather, it goes out to the pasture until it develops a blemish, then it's sold, and then you bring with its money, with its value, is brought a carbon shlamim. And that is, as we explained, because all leftovers of the carbon Pesach has brought a shlamim. V'ein li lefarsh. And I don't know how to explain it. In other words, I forgot which one was the one that I heard will be brought itself as a carbon shlamim, and which one will not be brought as a carbon shlamim. Rather, it has to go out and to the pasture and develop a blemish, and then its money is then used and deconsecrated onto the money, and that money is used to purchase a carbon shlamim. On that, Amar B'Kiva, B'Kiva says, on the Afarsh, I'll explain to you, I know which is the one that is a temura will be brought as itself as a shlamim, and which one will not, and rather its money is going to be brought as a carbon shlamim. And that is HaPesach, regarding a carbon Pesach, that was lost. And therefore, you lost the Karban Pesach. It's time to go bring the Karban Pesach. You can't find it. So you go ahead and you separate another one in place of that first one. But then Shenimtza. Then they brought the Karban Pesach. And they found, oh, there's the animal that we were looking for. It was found, the first one. Now, Koidim Shchitas HaPesach. If it was found before you went and slaughtered the second one that was there to replace the one that was lost, then essentially what's happening is that this first animal that was designated, but then we took another one in place of it, now we found it over here. That means at the time when we're slaughtering the second one, it was designated at the same time with the name of Pesach, and therefore the one that's not being brought, they're both here. We're going to do the Shechita. Which one's the Pesach? The second one. That comes out that the first one is what's called their Doichet. It's being rejected. in place of the second one, because we said we were going to bring the first one, we lost it, instead we're bringing the second one, and now we're about to slaughter, and look, well, look who comes along, the first animal. Okay, well, we're slaughtering the second one already. So that means we're not doing the first one, it's rejection of the first one. There, in that type of case, Rabbi Akiva says, is what your Beim had said, then now you can't bring that animal anymore as a shlam. Because that's not called anymore Moisra Pesach, the leftovers of a Pesach, which are brought a shlam. Rather, it's called Pesach Dochoy. It's called rejected Karban Pesach. Because they're both Pesachs. Nothing was brought yet as a Karban Pesach. It didn't lose its status as a Pesach yet, because they're both here in time for the Shechita. You could choose which one. Oh, you're choosing the second one instead of the first one because that was the new one that you had made. So that is called rejected. A rejected animal cannot be brought anymore as a shlam. And therefore, yira ad sheistav, it has to go out to pasture until it develops a mum. V'yimachar, it's sold. V'yavi b'dmam of shlamim, and then with its money, then you bring with it a shlamim. And then that is v'chein tumurasi. That's what your rebbeim had taught you regarding which tumura is brought as a shlamim, which one's not. The tumura of that animal, in other words, regarding this animal that we said, that is rejected because it was there during the Shechita. It wasn't found after the Shechita. It was found before the Shechita. It's around. It could have been used as a Karban Pesach, and you're rejecting it. The Temura of that animal will have the same halacha as Temura always has the same halacha as the one that it's being transferred from, which it will not itself be brought as a Karban Shlamim. Rather, its monetary value will be used. Whereas Achar Shechita Pesach, if you found the first animal after you already slaughtered the second animal, we couldn't find it. We slaughtered the animal, and then we're on the way home after slaughtering the Karban Pesach, or they're outside, and then look what we found, the animal, the first one. So that means, during the time when the Karban Pesach was slaughtered, it wasn't designated as a possible Karban Pesach, because it wasn't around. Hence, it was never rejected. It wasn't here to be rejected. Therefore, Karav Shlam, such a Karban Pesach, was never rejected. It's considered still a valid Pesach on some level. Therefore, after Pesach, it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim, v'chein Temurasai. And the same thing would apply to the Temura of that Karban Pesach. That's what your Beim had told you, that there is a Temura of a Pesach that will be brought as a Shlamim, and not just with its monetary value. Now, Rashi tells us the truth is, and the Gemara is going to ask this question, that Rabbi Shua could have said that there are Karban Pesachs that are going to be brought as a Shlamim, and there are Karban Pesachs that are not going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim, rather they're going to be rejected. And that's going to be the Gemara's question where we begin now, which is, V'lema Pesach Kariv u'Pesach in the Karav. Why are we saying that Rabbi Shua is saying, look, I heard that there are tumurais of a Karban Pesach that are brought as a Shlamim, and some that are not, rather they're considered on some level rejected, and they have to develop a blemish and then be brought its monetary value. We could have used the prototype, the original one, which, not the Temura of that, but the Karban Pesach itself. Some Karban Pesachs that are not being brought are going to be brought as a Shlamim because they weren't there during the Shechita, hence they're not being rejected. And then those that are not going to be brought as a Shlamim because they were there during the Shechita and they're rejected, and therefore you have to wait till it develops a blemish. Why do we take it one step further to say, oh, the Temura of that animal? And then the Gemara says, Hakam Ashbalan, the Chiddush of playing it out, even the next step of a Temura of that animal, is the Ikka Temura HaPesach LeKarva. The Chiddush is to tell you that there is actually a transfer, this type of a Temura, of a Karban Pesach, that's not brought, as Rashi explains, because I would have thought to say that originally, every Temura is automatically going to be considered Shlamim, even if it was made a Temura before the Shechita. And I would still say that the Zman of Shechita does not create it into the name of a Pesach, and that it should be considered rejected. And that the Chiddush is that no, the Temura could also be considered rejected, as Taisa explains in more detail, that I would have thought to think to say that it's never, a Temura is never fit to be brought as a Karban Pesach. That's not, a Temura cannot be brought at. And therefore, right when it's designated as a Temura, it's automatically going into a non-rejection mode, because only something that can be a Karban Pesach and it's not being used could then be rejected and then say, oh, you're Dachi, now you can't be used as a Karban, even for a Shlamim. Temura can never be used as a Pesach. Hence, it should never be considered valid to then be rejected. That is the Chiddush, that no, that if it was there during the time and it's taking the place of something that is rejected, it itself becomes rejected, and that's the special Chiddush. You're right, that original halacha is not applicable just for Temura, it's for the Karban Pesach itself, but it is an added Chiddush in telling you that it would even apply to the Temura of that Karban. Now, the Gemara brings Itmar. There's a machlokes how to understand this halacha of Rebbe Akiva. Now, Rebbe Akiva was the one that differentiated and says, I'll tell you which one is the Temura that is brought and which one of the tumuris is not brought, which is essentially the same halacha as the Korban Pesach itself, depending when it was found, if it was considered valid to be rejected, or wasn't even around to be considered usable, to be rejected by not being used. And that the Gemara says, Rabba says, Koidim shchita ula achar shchita sheninu. That in our Mishnah, we learned that the cutoff line for something to be considered rejected or not was depending if it was found before the second one was slaughtered or after the second one was slaughtered. But it didn't make a reference to the time of Shechita itself, which was noon. It has nothing to do if it was found before noon and after. Rather, what our Mishnah was teaching you is that even if it was lost during Chatzais, which is the time of when it's supposed to be brought, it wasn't around, so maybe you'd say that it's not rejected. No, if it was found before the second one was slaughtered, so it was still valid to be brought, so it gets the established name of a Korban Pesach, and hence it gets rejected when you don't take it, and you're only taking the second one, and since it got rejected from a Korban Pesach, it can't be used even as a Shlamim. That's how Rabbah understands our Mishnah. Reb Zeiram, he says that what Reb Kiva was saying was, Koidim chatzois ula achar chatzay sheninu. In our Mishnah, we learned that the difference of which one's going to be brought as a shlama, which one's not, is depending if it was found before noon or afternoon. And that is because noontime is the time that says, bingo, you could be a Korban Pesach. Now, that's the only time you cannot have a shame Korban Pesach before that, because it can't even be brought before noon. Therefore, he says that if it was found before chatzois, so then when chatzois, when the clock ticks 12, then it's considered valid if it was there at noontime. And therefore, if you're not going to bring it, ultimately that's a rejection of it. But if it was found after noontime, he holds, not like Rabbah, even if it was found before the second one was slaughtered, there is no establishment of the name Korban Pesach if it wasn't around by noontime, which is when the chalos of the shame of Pesach comes, and hence, therefore, it's not going to be rejected because it never acquired the status of a Korban Pesach, even if it was there before the second one was being slaughtered, because it wasn't around during noontime. Now the Gemara asks, but Reb Zeira, Hakatani, but read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it doesn't depend on the time. It says, Koidim Shechitas HaPesach. It says it depended on if it was found before the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, which is the second one, or afterwards, but not depending on the time. And that the Gemara says, Ema Koidim Zman Shechitas HaPesach. You should understand that Mishnah means to say if it was found before the time of the slaughtering Korban Pesach, which is by noontime, but doesn't depend on the actual second one when that was slaughtered, but rather on the time. And that the Gemara concludes and it says, Ketanoi. It seems that the Machlegis Rabbi Mezer is a Machlegis Tanoim, as it says in the Braisa. A Pesach, regarding that first Korban Pesach that was lost, Shenimtze Koid Meshchita, that was found before the second one was slaughtered, Seira, then it has to go out to graze and to pasture and to develop a mum, and only then could it be used with its money. La'acha Shechita, however, if it was found after the slaughtering, then Yakrev, then it could be brought because it was never rejected. Reb Lazaimer, he says, like Reb Zeira, he says, Koid Mechatzais, if it was found before Chatzais, and then later it was the atonement was with a different one, then Yira, then it has to go out to pasture because that means it was around during noontime. Lacher Chatzais, if it was only found after noon, and then it got, the atonement was not with this first one, but rather with a second Korban Pesach, then Yikrav, then it could be brought as a Korban Shlamim, and that is because although during the time of the slaughtering of the second one, it was around. However, that's not the definitive criteria according to both Reb Elazar, which was the same opinion as Reb Zeira, whereas the Tana Kama was saying Rabba's opinion, which is it depends on the slaughtering of the second one, and again, so their Machlek is essentially a Machlekes Tanoim. Now the Gemara continues quoting it from our Mishnah that Reb Kiva said, Acher Shechitas HaPesach, if it was found after the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, after the second one, then Yavi Shlamim, then you bring it as a Korban Shlamim, because it was never rejected. And the same thing would apply to its Temura, that if it was afterwards, then it's not going to be rejected. Now, the Gemara has two different versions in Rava, how to understand V'chein Temurasa. Same thing that applies to its Temura, the one that it's being transferred to. And that is because we had said there's a difference between before Shechita and after Shechita, or according to Reb Zeira's version, before the time of Shechita and after the time of Shechita. That would depend if the Korban Pesach itself, this first one that was later found, if it's rejected or not. And then we're saying you're making a Temura of that one. So now the Gemara qualifies. Amar Rava, Loi Shanu. We didn't learn that the Korban Temura would be able to be brought as a Korban Shlamim And that is what we said, that if, let's say, the original carbon Pesach was found after the Shechita of the second one, so it was never valid to be rejected. So we say the same thing applies to Tzmur, that it also could be brought as a Karban Shlamim. That was only Elisha Nimtza Achar Shechita. That was only if the first carbon Pesach was found after the slaughtering of the second one, and hence that one that the Tzmur is taking that sanctity was never rejected. And therefore, Vehema Bar Achar Shechita, and then obviously, if the first one was only after the Shechita, now the transfer, the Temura activity, also happens after the slaughtering of the second one. So therefore, none of them are being rejected. And that's why both that first Karban Pesach and its Temura could be brought as a Karban Shlamim, as the halachas of Meisr Pesach, of leftovers of Pesach. Avol Nimtza Koedim Shechita. However, if the first Karban Pesach was found before the slaughtering of the second one, and therefore it does get rejected when you then go ahead and slaughter the second one. Now, Vehema by Achar Shechita, even if you're going to now do the Temura, the transfer of sanctity of that first one to the Karban Temura, and which essentially that means, even though the Temura itself is not actively being rejected because it's only happening, it's only being activated as a Temura after the second one's already slaughtered, in spite of that, this is what Rabbis Chiddush is, Temurasai Mikoyach Kedusha Dechuyakasa. Ultimately, the sanctity of the Temura animal, it's a transfer, and it's not really transferring, it's keeping it by both, but it's acquiring the sanctity of that animal that it's coming from. Now, that animal is a Dechuya, because it was rejected. Now, although you're only doing the Temura after that the Karban Pesach Sheni was already brought, but it's getting the sanctity of a rejected sanctity, and therefore Veloy Karva, it itself, the Temura, even though now it's only being done after the slaughtering, it's still considered rejected because it's acquiring a rejected sanctity of the first one, which was around before the slaughtering of the second one. And that the Gemara says, Eis v'baya, baya asked from the following brisa. We learned in Kesev, it says in the Pasuk, in Kesev hu makriv, that if he's going to bring as his carbon, which is, that's the Pasuk's talking about the carbon of Shlomim, if he's going to bring his carbon as a lamb, so in that the Gemara asks, matam eloyim im Kesev, what's the Pasuk teaching that if it's a lamb? Now there's two versions in Rashi. Either the question is on im, if, that's an extra word, because it could have just said that Kesev hu makriv, if he's bringing his carbon as a lamb, this is the halacha, why if? Another version of Rashi is that the question is on Kesev. Why does it have to say that if it's bringing a lamb? Because the parasha before spoke about im min hatzayin karbona, if his carbon is going to be from the flock. Now, the parasha after this one says v'im eiz karbona, that if his carbon is going to be from a goat. Now, it's obvious if it's saying that now it's talking about a goat, well, what was before that? Obviously, it was talking about a lamb because there is no other one in the category of this flock, either goats or lamb. Now, if we're saying that now we're starting goats, obviously we're talking about lamb up until now. So why'd I have to say im kesev if we already know it's talking about a lamb? And that the Gemara says, l'rabbis temuras ha-pesach achar pesach. This comes to include the temura, the transfer of the carbon pesach after pesach, shekar v'shlam, that then it's brought as a carbon shlam. That's what's coming to include, that is this parasha talking about shlamim. So what's this extra word it's telling you im kesev? It's coming to include another animal, another lamb that's going to be brought as a carbon shlamim. Which one is that? That's the temura of a Pesach after Pesach. So the Gemara asks, and this is going to be the point of Abaye's question, on Rava, Hechidami, what is the case talking about? Ile mishanim tzachar shchita, what is this temura? If it was found after the second one was slaughtered, meaning the first Pesach, the one that it's transferring from, was found after the slaughtering of the second one, Vehema Barach HaShechita, and obviously then the Temura of that Karban Pesach was also done after the slaughtering of the second one, then Pshita, it's obvious, Lama Likra, why would I need a Pesach? This is essentially what's called Meisr Pesach, it's leftovers from Pesach, because it was never rejected, because both of them, both the first Karban Pesach and the Temura of that, were only done after the second one was already slaughtered, and therefore, we know from the Pasuk of Zavachta Pesach that Meisra Pesach, leftovers from Pesach, are brought after Pesach as a carbon shlam, as the Gemara says, on Daf Ayinim at Beis. And therefore, Tumurasa for sure is going to be brought because it's not any worse than the first carbon Pesach. So why would I need a Chiddush in that type of case? I wouldn't need a Pasuk to tell you that. Ella Lav, rather, Abaye says, must be talking about Shenimtza Koidim Shechita, that the first carbon Pesach, which was lost, and then it was found, that it was found before the slaughtering of the second one, and therefore it was rejected when you didn't slaughter it and instead you did the second one. However, Vehema Boy Achar Shechita. However, the transference, that carbon temura was only made after the second one was slaughtered, and must be that the chiddush that we're seeing from that pasuk is that even though the original carbon that you're transferring from, that's the first Korban Pesach, cannot be brought because it was rejected. But its Temura could be brought since it wasn't yet sanctified in its Kedusha, which it acquires with Temura, before the second one was slaughtered. It was only sanctified afterwards. So it never is actively rejected. And therefore, that's not like Rava, who Rava said that even though it itself wasn't actively rejected, because it's only being done after the second one was already brought, but still it's acquiring the rejected sanctity of the carbon that it's trying to replace. However, here you see clearly, because L'chair, what's the case Toma that we're including, if not for the case of when the carbon Pesach was rejected, but its Temura is not considered rejected. Nothing more says Loi. It's talking about that the carbon that is trying to replace that first carbon Pesach was found only after the second one was slaughtered, and it wasn't rejected. And then obviously that the Temura itself was also being done after the Shechita. So then the question was, so what do you need a Pasuk for? It was never rejected, not even the original carbon. So that's like regular classical Moisra Pesach that we know is brought as a carbon Shalom. Why do I need a Pasuk? The Gemara says, for cross machdam alma, you're right. The pasuk was only being used as a support to show an allusion to it, but it's not really a drasha, because you don't need a pasuk. It is your classic Meisar Pesach. But then the Gemara asked, Ela kra lamayasa. So then what do we need the pasuk for? We had asked, what is either the letter, the word im is extra, or the word kesem is extra? Another Gemara says, Kedetanya, we do need it for a different drasha. Learned in the Braisa, it says kesef. It says that a lamb. La Rabba says a pesach la'alya. That comes to include that it's an extra pasuk, that is, as we had explained, because it wasn't necessary to say the word lamb, as we knew, because it says afterwards, vim eiz, and if we knew that now it's starting with goat, obviously up until now it's talking about lamb. So it must be that it's coming to include to tell you that the lamb, it when it's brought as a Korban Pesach, it is being brought also, its tail is also going to be brought as part of the Korban Pesach. And as Rashi explains, because by all Korbanos that are brought as a lamb, its tail is sacrificed with the emun, with the sacrificial parts. But that's because generally Korbanos, we know from Sukkim, by Korban Shlamim it says in the Pasuk, Chel Bohel Alya. By the Korban Asher we know it says, is Kol Chel Boyar Menu Esa Alya. And we know Korban Chattas is, as the Pasuk says, Kachattas Ka Asher. We know that the Chattas has the same halacha as the Asher, which we already have a Pasuk for. But Korban Pesach, its Emorim itself, its sacrificial parts, are not written explicitly. Rather, we learned it out as the Gemara had learned in Daf Samach Da'alam Abayz, from the Pasuk as Damim Tizrik Ves Chelbam Takter. So therefore, we needed a source to tell you that its aliyah is also going to be included as part of the Emurim. And that's what Kesef comes to teach you, that the Korban Pesach, its tail is also going to be from the Emurim. Now, the Braisa continues and says, Keshu Emur im Kesef, but this that it says, and if a lamb, what's the im for? So Kesef is telling you, yes, that the lamb of the Korban Pesach is also going to be brought its aliyah as part of the Emurim. What is if? That's L'Rabba's Pesach Sh'abr Shanasa. That's coming to include a Korban Pesach that its year passed. The Korban Pesach is only allowed to be brought in its year. V'shlamim haboy machmas Pesach. And it also includes a Korban Shlamim that comes because of a Korban Pesach. Now what does that mean? So Rashi in his first interpretation says that means the leftovers of Pesach, for example, the Temura of the Korban Pesach, or Korban Pesach that the owners already had a Kapara with a different Korban Pesach. That these shlamims, they were brought as a shlamim subsequently because they're not brought as a Korban Pesach. But since they're coming because of Pesach, however, they get l'chol mitzvah shlamim. They get all the halachas of a Korban shlamim, and that is, it has all the chumras that are applied to the Korban shlamim, which are shatan smicha. A, they have to have being leaned on by the owner. Unesachim, they have to have certain libations that are brought on the mizbeach. Utinufas, chazav eshek, and you also have to have the waving of the breast and the thigh, that those are things that are done with shlamim. These things, although they're coming because of Korban Pesach, but subsequently they get the halach of shlamim, it has all these halachas of shlamim. That's what im comes to include. Now, k'shua oimer, but then when the pasuk continues, it says vim eiz, and if it's a goat, what's that for? Hifsika inyan. That is because it interrupts. There's interruption between when the pasuk talks about a lamb and when it starts talking about a goat. And that is because it already was talking about by the lamb, where it says ha'al yitamimo. It says that, as we had learned, and that's why it says to tell you kesev, to include also the Korban Pesach, when it's brought as a lamb, is also the alya, the tail is also brought as a murim. So it interrupts. Hifsiki inyan limer ala eiz she'en atuna alya. It's coming to interrupt to tell you that the goat will not be the same, that its tail is not brought on the Mizbeach as one of the sacrificial parts. That's why it interrupts with Ve'im Ha'ez, to say that this is going to be different than Ha'al Yitamima by the lamb, that a goat doesn't need to be brought its tail on the Mizbeach. So that was the first version of Rava. Ikedi Masnila, that those that learn the Loi Shanu of Rava, or others have the Girsa of Rabba, that where he said that we didn't learn this halach of Tumura, the first version had said that it was going on the Seifa, which was there are times that the Karban Temura is going to be brought as a Shlamim, and that Rava qualified when that is. Now that those that learned it are Reisha, that's going on the first part of the statement, which Rabbi Akiva had said, that when the Temura is not going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim, rather its monetary value is going to be. And that he qualifies as follows. HaPesach shenimtza koyim shchitza pesach, regarding the Karban Pesach, that was found before the second one was slaughtered. So on that we said in the Mishnah, Yira Asha Yistayv, that it should graze up until it develops a blemish. Then it's sold, and you bring with its monetary value that you bring a karmic shlam with it. And that the Mishnah said, so too its tamur is not brought as a shlamim. Rather, it's brought its monetary value is brought as that, as a karmic shlam. And that Amar Rava said, the Loi Shanu, we did not learn that not only is the Karban Pesach going to be dachui, rejected, and not brought as a Shlamim, but also its Temur is going to be considered rejected. And that Rava said, this version says, that was only if the Temur was found before the slaughtering of the second Karban Pesach, and Vehemer by Koyd Meshchita. And not only was the first one found before, but the Temura activity was also done before the second one was slaughtered. And hence, when the second one is slaughtered, it's rejecting both of them, because they were both around during the time of when the second one was being brought as a Karban Pesach. Hence, they both had, so to speak, the name, the status of a Karban Pesach. And we're rejecting it. We're not doing the first one. Neither it's Temura of that. But if the first Karban Pesach, yes, that one was found before Shechita, and that one is rejected. However, the Hema by Acha Shechita, however, the Temura, the transition, the transfer to that other Chulin animal, was only done after the second one was slaughtered. So even though the Karban Pesach, the first one, is rejected and has to go out to pasture, Temurasik Kreva Shlamim, and this Rabbi says that its Temura will be brought as a Karban Shlam, because it was not rejected. As the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason of Rava? Because Kikava Shechita, when does Shechita establish something as a Karban Pesach, and hence if it doesn't do that one, but rather it's Lord is a different one, it's considered rejected, is Midi de Chazale. It's something that's fit at that time. However, Midi de Loi Chazale, however, something that's not fit at that time, which is a reference to this Karban Temura, which wasn't yet sanctified as a Temura, so like Kava, it was never established as a valid prospect for the Karban Pesach to be rejected, and therefore, although it's being made a temura of an animal that was rejected, it wasn't around at that time, hence it's not considered rejected. And that is where Abaya asks, we have this pasuk that we quoted before regarding the Karban Shlam. It says, im kesef, that if it's a lamb, so matamala, what's it coming to teach you? As we said before, that what's the purpose? We know the word im, what's if coming to say in kesef, we know that it's a lamb. So matamala, L'rabbis temuras ha-pesach achar-pesach. That's coming to include the temura of a Karban Pesach after Pesach. Shekrei v'shlam, that it's brought as a Karban Shlam. So that part we had quoted already. But now we'll continue on Tabet Tzadik Zayin and Aleph, where the Gemara continues quoting the Braisa, which Abai is going to ask on the second version of Rava. Yachal aflef ne'ha-pesach kein. You would think the same thing applies, that just like the temuras Pesach after Pesach is brought as a Shlam, that would be even before the Karban, before Pesach. And that is if the temura would be of a Karban Pesach that was found before the Karban Pesach, and that should also be a Shlamim. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches you, who, which is from the Pasuk that it says, Pesach who is going to be a Pesach, that is who Kariv, that it only means that a Kasher Pesach is brought, ve'in temur is ha-Pesach Kriv. However, the temur of a Karban Pesach, that's not brought as a Karban, which would mean the case as a Karban Shlamim. Now, as Rashi explains, obviously we don't mean the temurah of that one which is being brought as a Karban Pesach, which is what the Pasuk is talking about. Rather, the Pasuk is making an allusion to say there is going to be a Temura of a Karban Pesach that's not going to be brought. That only who, but not the Temura. Now, hey Chedami, what is that case talking about? If you say it's Tomer a Karban Pesach that was found before it was slaughtered, and the Hamer by Karban Meshchita, and it was made as a temura before the second one was slaughtered, well then pshita, that's pretty obvious that you're not going to bring it as a Karban Shlam, because it was already established, it was there around during the time of the Shechita, and hence rejected from its status as a Karban Pesach. Now Rashi says, although before the Gemara said that the Mishnah was telling us that chiddush, that there is going to be a temura of a Pesach that won't be brought, even though that was the chiddush in the Gemara, as Rashi had explained, that it was around and made it a temur even before the Shechita, the second one, because you would think, as Tosafot explained, that it automatically becomes a Shlamim because it can never be brought as a Karban Pesach. However, on that Rashi says, but we don't need a Pasuk to tell you that. Here we're talking about a pasuk. How could the pasuk be teaching you that? That pretty obvious that's not. Maybe the Mishnah would be telling you that chiddush, but not a pasuk. Lama likra, why do I need a pasuk to tell you that it's going to be rejected in that type of situation where it was even a temura before it was even the second one was slaughtered? Elalav, so rather Abaye concludes, not like the second version of Rava, shenimtza kaidim shchita, it must be that it was found before it was slaughtered. But vehemer b'achar shchita, it must be that it was made as a temura only after it was slaughtered, and still we're saying that it's being rejected because only the temura Pesach, achar Pesach is brought to the Shlamim. But if it's before the Pesach, which means to say that the first one was found before, and what when was the temura done? Obviously afterwards, because before you would have needed a pasuk before, and still you're saying that it's going to be rejected. So Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta, this is a refutation of Rava in the second version, who he wanted to say that in this case, it will not be rejected because it has to have been sanctified as a temura at the time of it to be rejected, but if it was made afterwards, even though it was from a rejected Karban Pesach, it would not be rejected. Rather, it must be like the first version of Rava that we had said, that he says that even if it was made as a temura after the shechita of the second one, that's what the pasuk would be teaching you, that it's still going to be considered rejected, and that is why, as Rava had explained the first version, because although it wasn't sanctified at the time that the second one was slaughtered, but it is acquiring the sanctity of the first Karban Pesach, which was around at the time of when the second one was slaughtered, hence it's acquiring a rejected sanctity, and that's why it itself cannot be brought as a Karban Shlamim, rather it has to go out into the pasture, develop a blemish, and then its monetary value is brought as a Karban Shlamim.